We're now learning the dinim of being soicher from somebody, not soicher as in a worker, but soicher as in Reuven, renting a car, machinery, or in this case a chamor or any other animal for work, whatever it is, from Shimon. Hasoicher is hachamor lohilicha bahor. He rented a chamor. Today we would call it a U-Haul truck. The understanding was that he was going to carry a burden for him. He was going to carry massa packages from him. Derech hahor. There's one way derech hahor and there's one way derech habika. If they made up that the soicher is going to use the chamor of the maske lohilicha bahor, lohilicha bibika, or bibika, they made up that it's going to travel bibika, lohilicha bahor, afilu zu esemilin. Zu esemilin, they're the same mileage. The halacha is vameh, so what happens if the animal died? Chayiv, the soicher is chayiv. Why? Since he was Mishana, the maskir over here is going to have the right to taina that the reason why the animal died was because of negligence, because the instructions or whatever they made up wasn't followed. What's the difference by har b'bika? Har is going to be more strenuous because it's climbing up. A bika, the heat is more intense in a valley, and therefore the chamar could have died from overwork mitzad the heat, or could have died from overwork from climbing the hill. Either way, the masker could claim to the soicher that the reason why he died is because he was Mishana. A little bit of a tosefes on the last Mishnah of Kol HaMishana Yodal HaKlan. It's the same wording. Now there's a tifa nekuda over here in the lamdas. If the animal was supposed to go Bahor and it went instead by Bika, and it's clear the animal died of exposure to the sun, so it's a Dava Pashut that he's going to have to pay. The same is true if instead of going on a normal road, he went up a narrow, rocky mountain climb and he slipped, then it's clear the animal died because it went the wrong way. We're talking over here with animals, stop, drop dead, and you have no idea why. So why takas he chayv? Let's remember, by the way, that a soicher is not chayv on oinsin. The halacha of shomrim, we discussed in the third perek, is that a shomer chinam is chayv only by pshia. A shem esocher is chayv on gneiv v'aveda as well, because it means that there was some negligence and not watching it fully. And only a shoyl is chayv anointsim. Here he rented it. He's not a shoyl. So the gedra advarim, we'll say one pshat in the rishonim, and that is that as soon as somebody using something veers from the way that it was supposed to be used, he's mishana, so then we see that as an open case pesher. Now, if the animal didn't die machmas to pshia, and we know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, then he won't have to pay for the fact that he was pshia. So here we have an open-ended pshia, and we have a sofik if the sibas ha-misa was not because of the pshia. We look at that as becheskas chiv, the same way if Reuven is maskim to Shimon that he owed him money. Reuven has a sofik, shema para, shema loy para. So we see that as becheskes chiv. The halach is any day in praetiches chayv. Over here, not knowing whether the animal died because of the pshia, which is clearly here, is like an any day in praetiches. This is becheskes chiv. Other rishonim argue on this. A famous discussion back and forth in the Ktzois and Sima Shin Mem, and they hold that we don't see a pshia as a siba hamechayeves. You see the siba hamechayeves as the shmira, the original shmira. And that's clear that the original Shmira that the Shem is Mechuyiv on would not create a Chiyuv if you have no idea why it died. So then you're going to have to say a different Hezber. That's a Ayin Shom, the Ktzoyz and Shin Mem, Sivkot and Dalet. Now the Mishnah goes weiter. Hasoiches HaChamor v'hivriko oishenasis angaryo. Reuven rented to Shimon his Chamor. Hivrika is some type of sickness. This the way it's mavur in the Gemara, it's like the animal can't see, so he can't go straight on the road. The animal's still here, it's still functional, but it can't do the work properly, effectively. Angaria is that the animal was taken, there's an army, the king has an army, troops around, and they grab that animal to work for the war effort. So, Oymaloy, the masker says to the soicher, Haresha cholofonecho. But if Mesa or Nishbara, if the animal died or the animal is broken, the animal's physically can't do any work. Not that he can't do work effectively. It wasn't taken by the melech, and it's not that he can't walk a straight line. He can't walk. The animal is ois chamar, it's ois worker. So then the halach is that the soicher could come back to the mask and say, give me back the money for the rest of the rental that I didn't have. That means like this. The yisoid advarim is that b'etzim when a masker rents something out to a soicher, the loss of usage for right now in the term of schiris, that's the soicher's problem. In today's terminology, what it would be is that somebody rented somebody, Reuven rented Shimon a house. L'chor should be the same idea. Reuven rented Shimon a house, and for part of the time, he can't use the house because there's some type of military situation in the area. You can have this, let's say, now it's also somebody rented a place up north. And now for two of the months of the contract, you can't use it because there's missiles flying in the neighborhood. So what do we see that? We see that as the soicher doesn't have access to the schirus that he got. Whose usage was damaged? The soicher's. The house is still here. But if the house fell in, or the animal over here fell in, the animal no longer exists in workable form. So then we see that as the masker not providing the soicher with the animal that is equipped to provide him for those 2 months, and then he could get back, the soicher that is, could get back his money from the masker. Now the lashon in the Mishnah is chayev lahamid loy chamor. So what that sounds like is that if the animal died, he has to give him another chamor. The way we just said over the halacha, it's negate the payment. So the truth of the matter is that there's a big machlek sushanim over here. According to the Rambam, the Tur, other Rishonim, the way it's brought la halacha, is that the basic distinction over here between the two cases is that by angario or hevriko, the animal be'etzim is still capable of the work. Even by hevriko, it's talking about where the animal could still walk. The animal can't do it effectively. The animal is zigzagging, lopsided a little bit. It's going to take more work. So we look at the schirus as he's providing him with that chamor, and the usage that's lost, that's the soicher's mazel. Then Gayu, we say, look, it's your mazel that caused the animal to be taken by the army, and it's your usage that's lost. Some Rishonim hold not that way. Some Rishonim hold that the discussion is not whether he's mechuyev to pay. That's for sure. The soicher is not mechuyev to pay the masker for a term of usage that he didn't have advantage of. The mice of the animal was taken. The animal can't work effectively. He doesn't have to pay. The shaila is only over here. What we're talking about in this Mishnah is we're talking about where he rented him a specific chamor. So there we see the soicher as having a shibud, a schus, in this chamor specifically for usage for the next, let's say, 30 days, 3 months, whatever it was. If the animal died, or the animal is completely incapacitated, the animal is still meshubid. The animal died, so the nevela that's meshubid. If the animal is broken, nishbara, it's incapacitated, he has to sell the animal, he has to sell the nevela in order to get another chamor, in order to be able to provide the soicher with his term of usage. That's the chiddush for shteit over here. This is what's called Beloshna Gemara, where he rented him chamor zeh. The chamor itself, the gufa chamor, even when it can't work, is meshubid to the term of the soicher. That means like this. When we see a relationship between a masker and a soicher on chamor zeh, what we're seeing is that the soicher is paying for usage, but it's more than that. He's paying for a shibud that he has a schus in the guf hadover, in the guf dover hamusker. So therefore he has a right, like we're saying, to make that relationship work. Chayev lahamid loy chamor. So according to some Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ravid, others, they hold that even by angarya or by hevrika, when you say areshel chalafanecha, he's only saying areshel chalafanecha in terms of, look, here's the chamor, and I'm mekayim, this is the masker talking, I'm mekayim my shibud in the behemah by making the behemah available. The fact that you can't take advantage of it is your problem. But the soicher certainly doesn't have to pay the masker for days that he wasn't able to use it. So that's pasha. The discussion over here was never about having to pay for it. That's pasha, he doesn't have to pay. The shaila is only on the chayiv lahamid loy chamor acher. Now, there's two types of rental agreements. One is, like you're saying, Hare Chamor Zeh Musker, that's what we're talking about. The other type is that the masker and the soicher, and this is the way car rentals work, isn't given that specific car. The agreement between the two is I'm mechuyev, the masker, to provide the soicher with a chamor. In that type of case, that's for sure he's mechuyev to provide him with another chamor. Because the agreement is not to provide him with this chamor. If this chamor is taken, right away he has to replace it. And over there it's a davar pashut that if he can't use it, all the Rishonim would be maskim that the soicher doesn't have to pay. The soicher has a right to be teveyim for another chamor. If the car right now was towed away, not due to fault of the soicher, let's say, so then the car company that gave him a rental on a car, right? When you rent a car, you don't know which car you're getting. You know you're getting a car. You show up at the rental, and they give you a car. There's a problem with the car. You bring it back. You have a week's rental. You bring it back 2.5 days later. They give you another car because they're not meshabed themselves to that car. They meshabed themselves to a car. So if the car was towed away for whatever reason, so then you have a right. The masker, the company, can't say Rishachol of Anecho. They have to provide the customer with another car, with another chamor. That's posh. Now let's go weiter. Seiches chamor lohilicha bahor. If he rented it, this is like the Reisha, except over here, it was spoken out lohilicha bahor, and he took it bebeka, and we know what happened. Im hechlika, it slipped. Potter, his potter. Why is that? The bika usually is the more safe terrain. The slip, the hechlika usually will happen more often on the har. So over here, you can't say it happened because of his pshia. Adrab, if he'd be on the har, it would have slipped more. This is obviously a slippable animal. Im huchamo chayiv. Huchamo is when it overheated, like we spoke out before. So that happened, taka, because of the bika. So that, you would say, is chayiv. The case that we had in the first part of the Mishnah was where it was mesa gedak. You have no idea what caused it, and lav dafka anything specific caused it. So that's the suffix over there, which said, we chayiv. The converse, lo helicha bebika, va licha bahar. The rental agreement was to take it bebika, and he took it bahar. So there the faket is true. Im hechlika chayiv. Because there for sure it happened because of the pshia. Im huchamo, he was supposed to take it babika. If it heated up, overheated on a har where the air is cooler, for sure it would have overheated in a bikkus. Then butter. Im machmas hamala, Mishnah finishes off. If it's because the animal had to strain to climb the mountain, so then he's chayv. So why? Because then it's because he was over on the schiris. So that point is clear. And then we have the middle with the chamor zeh and the chamor stam, with the halacha of Haresha Cholofonecho and replacing the chamor.